I was speaking about the fact that not knowing is the foundation of our existence. It is, in fact, our natural state. And why we need to use concepts, we need to have a sense of orientation in the outer and the inner reality based on our knowledge. That is something that is happening intermittently, meaning we are not constantly redefining our sense of self, the sense of orientation through our knowledge, the majority of time we will live in the state of not knowing. And here I would like to introduce a new type of meditation, not knowing meditation. Of course, it is in the neighborhood of not doing meditation, not thinking meditation, and non-conceptualization, not conceptualizing meditation. But the emphasis is different. In not doing meditation or not thinking meditation, you are sort of freezing your mental faculties, putting halt to reflective intelligence. In not knowing meditation, the approach is slightly different. In not thinking, if truly you're not thinking, you are in a state of not knowing. But you do not know that you are in a state of not knowing. In not knowing meditation, we are oscillating between two modes of intelligence. One is not knowing, and not knowing that you are not knowing. And the second is not knowing knowingly, if that makes sense. Meaning you are conscious of not knowing. But let's put it into practice. First, of course, you need to enter your pure subjectivity. You need to surrender within yourself. You need to be not just in pure subjectivity, you need to be in a state of letting go and in the state of absorption. At this point, it's not so important how deeply you are absorbed. But each one of you should be able to arrive at the basic level of absorption course, the deeper you absorb, the better. So you make yourself comfortable in your pure subjectivity. And of course, for that you need to have the sense of orientation, you need to have the knowledge of your inner reality. But then you move into non-doing. And into non-checking. And then you knowingly embody the state of not knowing. In that embodying of the state of not knowing, there are also two modes. Already mentioned it. One level is that you do not know. You are in a state of not knowing, unknowingly. Which is actually the base. But on top of the base, you can activate the mode in intelligence while you are in the state of not knowing knowingly. Meaning, in your intelligence, you are conscious that you do not know. This kind of like Socrates saying, I know that I don't know. But because you experience it from your pure subjectivity and from your intelligence, which itself is in a state of surrender. So it is simply deeper. Deeper deeper knowing of not knowing. So there's an element of transparent self-effacing reflection. It's not that you just think, oh, I don't know, or I know that I don't know. This is superficial. You are experiencing it on a deeper level. You are really in touch consciously with not knowing. And if you really can knowingly experience not knowing from that deeper place where intelligence itself is surrendered, it is actually a very profound experience. And has a tremendous existential value. In a way, you gain another level of self-knowledge by not knowing knowingly. Try to put it into practice, try to experience it. If you are just in that base state of not knowing, which is unknowingly not knowing, like everything is as if suspended. But if you are in a state of knowingly not knowing, not everything is suspended. You are actually conscious in your intelligence, not really thinking. There is a touch of reflection, but it borderlines non-mental or premental intelligence. So if you truly know not knowing, you experience not knowing knowingly, you basically get in touch with that fundamental innocence of your intelligence. You begin to experience yourself as the child of existence of the Creator. And there's this sense of great honesty in that not knowing. So here's the paradox, that you are going through that complexity of the spiritual path. Well, obviously you need to have knowledge, you need to have understanding of your inner reality, but all that complexity actually leads you to that ultimate simplicity, which is not knowing. At the beginning, not knowing is ignorance. At the end, not knowing is wisdom. So can you like really, and I mean like totally, experience within yourself that fundamental fact that you do not know anything at all? I mean, on a deeper level, fundamentally, the very core of your existence. That you are not controlling your reality, in this case, your inner reality, through your knowledge. Through all those points of reference, through that ne conceptual network, no matter how subtle it is, through which you are defining yourself, your reality. You completely let go of that control. So can you be, I mean, really in the state of not knowing? And how does it feel? As I already mentioned, there are two modes in that state of not knowing. One is not knowing unknowingly. Second is not knowing knowingly. And you can say, oh, if I know that I don't know, that I am in a state of not knowing knowingly, it means that I still dwell upon certain knowledge. And that's correct. But it is not just any knowledge. It is self-knowledge. It is not knowing, experience knowingly. Meaning you know yourself as being. As not knowing. So it is only natural that you move between these two states because you don't want to continuously be in that state of knowingly, not knowing. It is intermittent. So you are knowingly not knowing, and then you are unknowingly not knowing. It's a natural movement. But knowingly not knowing, though it may appear more superficial because it is still in the realm of the conceptual intelligence. Actually is in reaching the state of not knowing, allowing you to experience it consciously. So knowing consciously or experiencing not knowing knowingly is enriching the fundamental state of not knowing. And it is a very important aspect of self-knowledge, knowing yourself as the soul. And there's a universal quality to it. God Himself is in a state of not knowing. Primordial I Am is in the state of not knowing. Because knowing from certain perspective, as useful as it is also a burden. So now you are just releasing that burden. Knowingly. Because in the unknowing, or not knowing, unknowingly, you are basically in a some kind of an unconscious state of not knowing. But here you are in a conscious state of not knowing, meaning you know that you do not know. You are actually getting in, you're like tasting the taste of not knowing. Feeling its texture, that not knowing is not just something negative, just the absence of knowledge. It is a very important aspect of reality. So to be knowingly in the state of not knowing is beautiful. In fact, it is ecstatic. And I'm saying it without any exaggeration. It is ecstatic. If you truly experience not knowing, knowingly. It's like, oh my God. It's so amazing. Finally, I have returned to the state of not knowing. It's like coming back home, and I'm conscious of it. I know it. I feel it. So there's this overwhelming quality in consciously being in the state of not knowing. And it is not just a poetry, there's no exaggeration here, it is just like that. And of course, there's this relief, the sense of freedom. Because remember, knowledge as important it is, especially spiritual knowledge, is also a burden. And it is an indication that something is lacking. So in the sense, knowledge is a form of compensation. We are constantly compensating something through our knowledge. And what is it that we are compensating? We are compensating the fact that we are not full of ourselves. That we are still incomplete. So we carry that knowledge. We're used to it. It's like a person who is constantly carrying a backpack, and he forgets that he's carrying this backpack. He's so used to it. 20 or 40 kilos is constantly carrying on his back. And suddenly he realizes, I can just take it off. So this is what you are doing now. You are taking off this luggage, this weight from your shoulders. And there may be a sense of strangeness because you are used to carrying this luggage. There may be a sense of insecurity certain confusion how to be in that new state of not knowing. Certain adjustment maybe is necessary. But if you pass through that confusion, temporary confusion, and you really make yourself home in the state of not knowing, then you can truly appreciate the tremendous relief from dropping your knowledge. There's of course knowledge in not knowing. If you experience not knowing knowingly, but it is a very particular knowledge, a knowledge of not knowing. It's no longer a luggage that you carry. It's more like the knowledge of weightlessness. And it's very important that your intelligence is able to appreciate it. Is able to appreciate, to drop that luggage. Then there's this sense of gratitude, sense of relief, sense of freedom. It's like another awakening. It is another awakening. That's why I'm saying that not knowing, experiencing not knowing knowingly, is an essential aspect of self-knowledge, true self-knowledge. Meaning through not knowing, you know yourself deeper. Oh, this is who I am. Like another layer within yourself reveals itself and presents itself to you as being your very foundation. You need to penetrate the state of not knowing with your deepest intelligence, in order to bring about that profound appreciation and gratitude. If you truly experience not knowing knowingly, it's not just a passive state, some kind of I know that I don't know. I'm not speaking about such primitive things. It's so much deeper. In fact, it is overwhelming. Like something in your heart opens up and floods all your being with a new kind of light. And what remains is just gratitude.